Blog Talk Radio.
Come to realize that any form of cancer doesn't care about your skin color. It doesn't care about your education, nor your lifestyle. When it shows up on the scene, beloved, it's there to steal your future. And there's not a darn thing you can do except pray, fast, meditate on the word of God, and take God's word as final authority, and also use the word of God as medicine in your life. Greetings, greetings, family, and welcome to another show here on Fresh Wind and Fire. I'm your host, Dr. Teresa Graham, tonight here to discuss our show topic. Breast cancer have no respect for the life of mankind. Beloved, I pray this show will bless all of its hearers as I share some of what I went through as a breast cancer survivor. Also, I've written a book titled You're Not Your Boobs. To get your copy today, please visit Amazon today. And you can purchase a copy there. I tell you, it talks about my struggles and my faith fight against this deadly disease. It tried to rob my future. And as I said in the title, the description box of this show tonight, that it does not care who you are, because what it does is it just shows up and with Avenger and is ready to take you out. And so let's go ahead and get into the story on tonight, because I don't want to keep you tonight. The show is just 30 minutes, and within that 30 minutes, I want to cover some important information for you as a believer in the Most High God. And if you have been touched or attacked in your body, whether it's in the breast, lung, liver, kidney, tongue, eye, skin, bone, bladder, you would definitely want to stay tuned to what I want to say. So don't cut me off right away, okay? Because I have a lot to talk with you in a short period of time. And so I want to go ahead and give a shout out to my medical oncologist, Dr. Pham. My surgical oncologist, Dr. Conker and Dr. Hines, and my radiation or oncologist, Dr. Parks, and their staff that help with the chemotherapy, the radiation, and the many surgeries that I had. So thank you, guys. I love you. I just thank the Most High God that he had placed you guys in my life to help with my healing process. And so, beloved, when I was diagnosed in 2011 with stage 3 carcinoma ductal breast cancer, which upgraded in 2013 to stage 4 carcinoma ductal breast cancer, my world was turned upside down. I didn't know whether I was going or coming, even though I was a woman of faith. And I stood on my faith, and I read enough about Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to know that he's a healer. But never did I thought or even imagine that I, too, will be faced desiring to be healed by Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Now, being newly diagnosed with metastatic it had metastasized in my breast, okay? So that was the, I guess they call it the MBC, breast cancer. It was too much for me to handle at that time. And so the type of cancer that I was diagnosed with, it is known as an advanced or stage 4, and it is a breast cancer that has spread beyond the breast to other parts of the body. And so the common places for breast cancer to spread are the bones, lungs, liver, and brain. And so the breast cancer decided to spread from my breast to my liver and to my lungs. And so I did the next best thing, beloved, is I had rushed into my prayer room casting this cancer diagnosed upon God because he cares for me. I knew that the Most High God cared for me, and that, like I said, I read a lot of his word, and I knew that God is a healer and that he would heal me and that I would not turn him loose until I saw my healing manifest in the natural. And so I read enough of his word to know within my soul, beloved, God will heal me. And so I thought it was time for God to show me his healing power. So I sought God for his recommendation and what he wanted me to do to receive my healing. And so the first step was to have surgery. Shout out to all of my oncologists. Come on, somebody. I tell you, they were wonderful. They had advised me to get a double mastectomy to remove the tumors and to treat the breast cancer and to reduce my risk of reoccurrence. And next, my medical oncologist, which is Dr. Pham, recommended me to receive 16 weeks of chemotherapy, later being placed on chemo pills. And Dr. Parks was my radiation oncologist. I want to say I had to take radiation around treatment for about 13 weeks or so. But did I want to take radiation? No. I had become tired, in other words, of looking in the faces of doctors, and I wanted to wake up from this terrible dream I had found myself in, beloved. Each waking moment had become a nightmare for me. Waking to reality of having needles pierced in my arms and in my chest, and it did, this went on and on and on, and I really got sick and tired of seeing those doctors, even though I had the finest doctors in the DFW area. I just got tired, guys. I had gotten to a point where I wanted to commit suicide. I wanted to take my own life. Okay? But because of my bulldog faith in God, I had to stand on his word and take his word as final authority in my life. And it's something, beloved, when you know the word of God for yourself, when you know what God's word say for you, you can hold on to scripture. And one of the scriptures, guys, I held on was Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5. And it says, "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And so I held on to that because I knew that I was the just, because the word of God also said the just shall live by faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so the more that I got in the word of God for myself, I began to develop that bulldog faith. And I wasn't willing to let God loose and turn him loose until I saw the healing of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And so I would eat the word every day. I would meditate on the word every day. I would change my eating habits. I backed away from all pork, because before I was diagnosed with stage 3 and then stage 4 breast cancer, I was a vegan. I didn't eat meat. And so I'm looking around like, how did I get this? Well, guys, you know, I was a sugar lover. From a little baby up to now, I was a sugar lover, and I ate a lot of sweets and a lot of sugars. So I had to pray to God, and I asked God to show me how to get this body healed. Because I told God, I said, look, I said, you created this body. You know what this body needs. You know what it's going to take for this body to be healed. I understand that I am under the advice of my doctors, and you have blessed me with great doctors, but God, I know there's another way. Because the chemotherapy, you know, it took out all my hair. It made me dark. I blew up like a fish, you know. Half of the time when I look in the mirror, I didn't even know who I was. And so I had to go to the Most High God and ask him, God, I need you to heal me. Show me what I need to do. And I'll never forget, beloved, I was sitting in my office one day, and I had the 4 chemo pills that they said I had to be on the rest of my life. I had them in my hand, and I was crying out to God for him to show me how to get this healing that I need. And all of a sudden, beloved, I saw my spirit in the vision leaving my body. And then I heard the voice of God. He said, do not take another chemo pill in here. All of a sudden, a sheet of paper fell before my eyes. It was like a vision. And when it fell before my eyes, beloved, on that sheet of paper was all natural herbs that the Most High God instructed me to get. I went to the health food store. I started taking those like I would take the chemo pills. And as I began to take them, I took my own self off the chemo pills. I'm not telling anybody to do that, beloved. I'm just telling you how God worked my healing for me, okay? And so I started taking those chemo pills. I stopped drinking sodas. I stopped eating sugar. I was drinking more water and lemon water and different things like that that he showed me what to take. And as I began to take those herbs and pray and meditate and fast and talk to God and talk to my body and command, demand, I was speaking to those cells that had cancer in it to line up with the word of God, and God allow it to happen for me, guys, okay? When I kept getting a CT scan, and as I was getting those CT scans, I tell you, my doctors, them, they were scratching their head. They didn't know where the cancer went. They were shocked. You know, it was no way that I should have lived, beloved, especially after my doctor came in and crossed her legs and asked me, was I afraid to die? And I told her, no, I'm not afraid to die. And she said, well, tell me why. And I began to tell her about Jesus Christ, Yeshua, because he's a healer. He's a deliverer. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. There's healing in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He was all I need. He was my medicine. Even though I went through the physical, natural process of getting healed, God was doing it in the spiritual realm. And so I called my healing out of the spiritual realm. And I began to see myself healed. I never owned cancer. I never spoke of the word cancer. I will always say the C word. A lot of people say, well, I got cancer. I got. You're right. The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. If you think that way, it has to line up because you're sowing seed into the atmosphere, into the universe. And if you continue to speak what you see, you should have it. Come on, somebody. I know I'm talking to somebody today. If you continue to see yourself weak and you're never going to get healed and, oh, I'm this and that and that, you're going to have what you say. I know we all got to leave here. Death is sure, but are we? Come on, somebody. We all got to get there. Come on, somebody. We're going to leave here. A lot of people want to get to heaven, but nobody want to die. We all got to die. We going to die. But if it's not your time, why speed your time up? Why not go to the Most High God and ask God, God, if it's your will, I'm going to leave here. But if not, God, teach me how to help heal this body. If you got a plant in your house today and you pour hot water on that plant every day, but you give it water, but you're giving it the wrong temperature, then what's going to happen to that plant? That plant is going to die. And that's the same thing with your health, with your body, beloved. If you continue to feed that body the wrong nutrient, feed it the wrong things, it's going to remain sick. You got to learn how to treat that body. Learn what to do to make that body healthy. If you know pork raises your high blood pressure, why you still eating that pork, that pig? Huh? Why you still putting this stuff in your body? You shouldn't be putting all kind of stuff in your body. Talking about, oh, I'm believing God to heal me. Well, you believe in God to heal you on top of your mess. You're eating the wrong things for your body. Your body wants to live, but you are destroying your body by how you treat your body. And so I had to change my eating habits. I had to drink more water because I didn't like water, y'all, but I had to drink it because there's life in water, believe it or not. Everything on this earth, if you look around, it needs water. Come on. It needs water. Everything. Amen. Everything on this earth needs water. And so we have to ask the Most High God for wisdom on how to take care of these bodies. If you really want your healing, I don't care what type of disease have attached itself to your body, you ask the Most High God for directions, for his wisdom. The Bible says, he without wisdom, let him ask. All you got to do is ask the creator of the heaven and the earth. Ask him, how can you get healed from this disease? I don't care what it is you got going on. It don't have to be cancer. It could be lupus. It could be anything. Ask the Most High God, God, look, this is what the doctor say I have. Well, God, what you going to do about it? That's how I talk to God. He said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you, right? So I cast everything on God. I went to daddy, honey. I call him my daddy, y'all. Y'all going to hear me say my daddy. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say my daddy. So you got to go to the Most High God and ask God for directions. The Bible says a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. Amen? That means the Most High God wants to order your footsteps. He wants to show you how to get that body healed. It's when we start being independent. We don't need God. We only need God when we're in a bad situation. No, we need God every day. Every day. We should be communicating with him, talking to him, because he will direct our footsteps. He will get you out of the mess that try to present itself or itself to your front door. You can open that door and tell mess, you got to get to stepping, honey. Huh? It's a lot that you can do, but you got to ask God, and you got to ask him his will. What is his will? A lot of people have strong faith and still pass on the glory because it was their time. It catches us by surprise, but it doesn't catch God by surprise. Why? Because we all have an expiration date on our life, and we all are going to leave here. Yes, we are. We're going to leave here, so you might as well get ready for that. And death is not a bad thing. It's the unknown, I guess, that gets people in fear. You know, we lose our loved ones. We miss them. Yes, we do miss them, but one day our hope is to see them again. Hello, somebody. God, I felt that right there, Holy Spirit of the living God. One day we're going to see our loved ones, but you got to be ready. You got to be ready and hold on to the Most High God's hand, beloved. Know that God created your body. Cancer don't have respect. It comes and steals from you. You know, like little rats that you have in your house? Well, I used to have them a long time ago, you know, when I was a young teenager, you know, trying to raise my babies. That's another story and time to talk to you about. But you know how you may drop a crumb and a rat come in the middle of the night and just steal it? Or you put your pie up there and you think you're going to get up next morning and eat the rat that ate everything up from you. I know y'all don't know what I'm talking about, right? Well, that's the same way cancer does. It grows in dark places. And then, for you know it, when the light is shine on it, there they see the cancer in your body. Amen. And so what you do is you go to God. See, never let fear come knocking at your door and you open the door and have a conversation with fear. No, you open that door and tell them faith live in your house. See, fear can't come live there. Faith is there. The only way that fear can come is if you open the door. You don't know who you are. You don't know whose you are. You don't have a relationship with God. All you know is that, hey, they say I got. Change that I to I don't have nothing. I know it's there. Cancer was eating my body, eating the outside of my body. Cancer was in my lungs, my liver, and my breast at one time. And so I saw the cancer eating at me, but my faith was a little stronger. And each time I spoke the word of God. Amen. The Bible said death and life is in the power of my tongue. And I spoke what God's word said is mine. And I believe God. And I trust God. And I take God at his word, beloved. Well, that's it for me, guys. Until the next time, I want you to subscribe to this channel, follow this channel, and guys, we're coming back with a powerful show for my sister, Marietta McTaw from Atlanta, Georgia. She's going to be coming to share about lupus, okay? So with that said, guys, you stay safe, hug somebody, and tell them you love them. Until the next show, you go in peace. Bye-bye.
Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.